Welcome to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor here on Local FM, and you may be hearing it around the country at other dates and other times. Welcome to you as well. Welcome to all the listeners. Let's get some funk, strut, pop music on the go here. This one is from Lenny Kravitz. It's off of his record called Baptism. The song is called System of a Lover here on Ear Candy.
Walking, you touch me deep. just like the rest of those girls. They're all tempted by diamonds and tempted by diamonds and tempted by diamonds and tempted by diamonds and pearls. Tempted by diamonds and pearls. You got your finger on that. The heart stays colder than ice. You got 25 grand on the bubble, and you're the one telling me that you don't think you're in trouble. I might be a fan of your insolence, but that don't make you the innocent. You're just like the rest of those girls. They're all dead by diamonds and dead by diamonds and dead by diamonds and dead by diamonds and pearls.
Can't you find a way to bring me down? That is the White Stripes here on Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Thanks for joining me for the next hour. Before Now Mary from the White Stripes off of White Blood Cells, we heard a track called Death by Diamonds and Pearls. Baby, Darling, Doll, Face, Honey was the name of the record. I'll repeat that one. Baby, Darling, Doll, Face, Honey. And that was the debut record of Band of Skulls, which you would think would be kind of like a heavy metal band, right? Like really shredding and really heavy metal. But as you can tell there, that there were a lot of hooks in that song. And they've released, I don't know, four records maybe by now, maybe five. But my favorite was their debut. As they go on, they seem to have less and less appeal to me. I don't know why that would be. And at the top of the show, we had Sister My Lover from Lenny Kravitz off of Baptism. Yes, we did. So that was kind of a crunchy set, like lots of strut. We're going to get into maybe something a little more acoustic. We're going to hear a song called Long, Long Time, and that's from the group Elevator. Now, when I do the show, I post all the songs on the Ear Candy Facebook page. If you were looking for it, you should probably say Ear Candy Mark O'Connor, because it turns out there's lots of ear candies out there. My show title is not particularly original, it turns out. But I like to have it so that you can click on the group or artist name and just go to their site. So if you were on Facebook and you saw this Long, Long Time, you'd see Elevator. Problem is, Elevator is such a common word that you get elevator companies and you get elevator service companies. And even if you put in elevator music, well, you can see what the problem would be with that. So the Elevator I'm talking about is the Moncton, New Brunswick based outfit. They were originally called Elevator Through Hell, and then they truncated that to Elevator Through, THRU, and then they truncated that to Elevator, and eventually they ran their course and no longer are active. But hard for me to link up and let them know that their songs are being played and so forth, because the group members would probably get a kick out of that. Anyway, it's going to be from their record called Darkness Light. And we're going to also hear a song called Local Bands from Adam Mowry, who is a St. John native. He decamped to Halifax. And by the way, for any listeners out there listening in other parts of Canada, here on the East Coast, we apparently had an inclination to name every city St. John. Causes considerable confusion. If you're not from these parts, and I always tell people, the longer the name, the further east. So St. John is in New Brunswick. St. John's, the longer name, is in Newfoundland. Little trick that'll help you sort that one out. Next song we're going to play before those two that I just mentioned is from Neil Young's record, Peace Trail. We're going to hear a track called Texas Rangers. Yeah, here we go. Very acoustic.
Look, can you see things when they show you what they want you to know? Watch what you don't see on the TV, then they hide the truth. Feel how it hurts you when the truth hides in between the scenes. Cry from the broken hearted melody that you hear in your dreams. Whoa, it's a runaway, can you catch it? It's not in your hands. Slow, easy does it when you find out what deception means. Try to change it, cause it hurts you and it holds back your dreams. Dreams of a new world, evolution of the species to survive truth that screams. The moment of clear thinking joy. Laugh when you find out that the story that's spoken has broken like a toy. Lost in a sandbox, just left there for no one to enjoy. Found by the police who killed it, were filmed on the phone. Texas Rangers had to ride in to the rescue of all that's well and good. Texas Rangers in pickups, painted silver with bulldogs on the hood. Texas Rangers come to save you, come to rescue the bad and the good. Texas on the back roads, in the freeways, and in your neighborhood. Texas Rangers. Texas Rangers. Texas Rangers.
Now I have never been one to come. that again with it. More differences until there was only you and me in the sprawling field. And I kissed your loving leaves and laid down in your long, long time. Long, long time. Long, long.
Long, long time. Yes, Moncton's Own Elevator. That's a band that grew up in the ashes of Eric's Trip, a band of some note corresponding to the time where the Halifax grunge scene was the next big thing, and Sloan hit the scene, and then out of Moncton came Eric's Trip. And when Eric's Trip reached the end of their rope, Elevator sprung up, or Elevator Through Hell, and that was Rick White, Mark Gaudette, and Tara White, a trio. And they made a lot of good music, a lot of cool stuff. And that one, it's kind of very gentle, lilting even. Makes you think of a summer day and you're laying in the grass looking up the clouds. At least it does for me. That's just me. And before that, we heard local bands, Adam Maury. You know, I got to like the craftsmanship of a story song. And this one is of the independent bands that just do music for the love of it. And they go to gigs that are gigs from hell. And they don't get paid. And they don't get appreciation, and they're writing all the local hits, so to speak. They have their little cult following, their little local following. I call it local bands, and I think he really described the indie scene, the local indie scene, so, so well. Well done, Adam. And his latest group, a project, is called Papal Visit, and I think we might hear another record from them. They've released one so far. I think they're working on a second one, so maybe we'll get some new Papal Visit music to play and share with you sometime soon. And at the top of the set, we heard Texas Rangers from the one and only Neil Young, and that's off of Peace Trail. And I love the looseness of it, and I love the light acoustic feel to the music. And then all of a sudden, he'll just come and wail on a distorted harmonica or an electric guitar solo that's just a blast of noise. And to me, it just sounds great. I think it's one of Neil Young's better records over the past 20 years. Okay, well, let's just keep the music rolling. That's what we do here. We're going to hear something from Smash Mouth. Not quite a one-hit wonder. They had several hits, in fact, though. I think they're mostly remembered for that song All Star, because it appeared, I believe, as a song on soundtracks of 5 different movies or something crazy like that. I was going through their discography and listening to some of their other things because I thought, you know, they wrote some good songs, and chances are that they've got other ones that just weren't hits and aren't well known. And sure enough, I found one called Holiday in My Head. So let's go with that. Nice upbeat thing, Holiday in My Head. We can all relate to that, right? You can't have a holiday every day, but maybe you could just give yourself, be a little bit easier on yourself and give yourself a little bit of a break. Just take a little 10-minute, 15-minute holiday in your head every day. Reduce the stress level a great deal. Here it is, Smash Mouth on Ear Candy.
Every day is a getaway. mothership stepped a freak, a government leak. It says our planet may be doomed, so we're coming to you.
We arrive next week
with our husbands
and our wives.
Help us, please,
to leave our lives.
For days and days we waited, our fingers crossed and our breath bated.
Well, the days went by, but we never saw that mothership. Oh, no saucers in the sky or even any other ship. But our arms were open wide, and we had this sense of pride. And soon the world was filled with love and brothership.
This loving feels me good. When will they come? I only hope they would.
Then one day as I was walking across the Marlborough Downs, I felt the earth a-shaking with a crazy sound. The mothership was here, I thought my goose was cooked. But luckily she'd only come for one last look. What did the aliens say?
Boy, what my feeling.
Child, your planet existence is running wild, so celebrate the stars, who you are, who you are. This loving feels me good.
When will they come?
I only hope they would.
Oh yeah, but then it's all the same.
Well, if they don't come, at least I know my name.
Buoyed up by a feeling.
Spirit.
Yeah, that's not me going ba da 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 bum bum bum. That's actually Jody Birch, the lead singer of the Canadian group called Pure. Yeah, Pure. Easy name to remember. And that track was Spiritual Pollution. It was off of a record called Pure Funalia. That is Pure Funalia. Nice, cool. I love wordplay. Great stuff. And before that, we heard Love Boat by Julian Cope. Oh, yes. Crazy UFO story. And a sense of humor to call it the Love Boat. It's off his record called Interpreter. Yeah, the aliens are all going to come down and save us. That's one of the memes or themes that you hear in sort of alien movies, alien lore, you know. Human beings are so violent, they're kind of repulsed by us, but they're going to sort of watch over us and make sure we don't blow each other up and make sure we're all nice to each other and so forth. It's that kind of theme, I think, that Julian was exploiting there in that song. Funny stuff. And cool musically, too. And we started things off with Holiday in My Head, Smash Mouth. I think I heard someone say something that the way to organize your life is to be doing stuff so that you never felt you needed a holiday. Interesting. Not quite sure how one would do that exactly, though. I'm going to say 99% of us don't get the luxury of doing that. And maybe the 1% have it different. I don't know. It's possible. Something with this 99% versus 1% thing is ringing a bell for me. Vaguely familiar. All right, let's keep things going here musically-wise on Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. I'm going to play a track from a band called April Wine. I'm sure you've heard of them. We're not going to play any hits. We don't do that on the show. But I recently read Miles Goodwin, who's the main songwriter, the main vocalist, and the only original member of April Wine throughout its entire long history. He wrote an autobiography, and I read it recently. Very interesting, because while April Wine, I'm quite familiar with their discography of hits, which is extremely lengthy, the most of any Canadian group, I think one of the most of any group ever in the world. Wasn't really familiar with the band and the story. Reading it was insightful. Not that he's going to be mistaken for Faulkner or Hemingway as a writer, but, you know, it does the trick as a rock biography. So I'd recommend it. And this particular song I'm going to play of April Wine is called Slowpoke. And I mistakenly thought it was on maybe their first record and was written by one of the other members, because I didn't recognize that Miles Goodwin voice. And it turns out that was actually written on probably their best record when I think about it, Stand Back. So mid-70s, maybe record number 4, I'll say. 4 or 5. So, you know, they're getting into their career a bit, for sure. These days, 4 or 5 records is a career, but back then, it's in the early stages of their career. And it's actually Miles on vocals, and I had no idea. I thought it was written by a different member altogether, sung by a different member on their first or second record before the first lineup changes happened. And in fact, it was Miles Goodwin, and all he did was he slowed the tape down. And he had a hit song, a minor hit song off of the record, I think just before this, called, actually it was record right after this, called The Whole World's Going Crazy. And he did the opposite. He sped his voice up, made it sound a little more chipmunky. So let's get going. This one is called Slowpoke. From Stand Back, it's April Wine here on Ear Candy. Thank you. Hustle and cuss. Hustle and cuss. Advice from the Dead Weather here on Ear Candy. And before that, we heard All Woman, No Sinner, and Slowpoke by April Wine at the top of the set. Yeah, I love that No Sinner record. No Sinner is a group, blues rock group out of Vancouver. And that's off their record, Old Habits Die Hard. It's got that 70s classic rock kind of vibe going to it. And the Dead Weather's Hustle and Cuss came off of their record, Sea of Cowards. Jack White's the drummer. Dean Fertitta, who's in the Queens of the Stone Age, he's the guitar player for the most part. Jack plays guitar here and there, but mostly Dean Fertitta. Jack Lawrence, who originally played in a band called the Greenhorns and then went to bigger fame with the Jack White, Brendan Benson project, the Raconteurs. He plays bass in the Dead Weather. And Allison Mosshart, whose day job is as the singer-vocalist in The Kills. She's the singer-vocalist in The Dead Weather. Interesting side note was that that particular track, Hustle and Cuss, was written by Allison Mosshart and Jack Lawrence. Jack White, and not Dean Fertitta, was the lead vocalist and the bass player that came up with that whole groove and made it work. Okay, it's getting to be a little later in the show, and I want to move on. And I want to play you something from a Canadian group called Fleece. They've got a record called Voyager, their sophomore record. And I'm going to play you just a short little track from this record, but it actually comes with my highest recommendation. You really should check out Voyager. If you like a record like Radiohead's OK Computer, then Fleece's Voyager is for you. I would say that Voyager is a much warmer record, but it's this cohesive whole. There are songs and there are between the songs sounds that all fit together. So if you were looking sort of more like a Pink Floyd kind of record that has this flow to it, then Voyager is for you. So Fleece, F-L-E-E-C-E, that's the group. You should check them out. I'm going to hear a little short track from them called You Are You, and then a track from Blitz and Trapper called Heaven and Earth. And we'll see if I have time to come back and say goodbye. And if I don't, just tune in next week. And if I do, I'll tell you to tune in next week. So let's go. This is You Are You from Fleece off their record Voyager here on Ear Candy.
Heaven endeth the mind, says I.
Heaven and Earth. That's Blitzen Trapper off of Destroyer of the Void. You're listening to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. I appreciate you giving me your ears. Well, lending them to me. Well, metaphysically lending them to me. Not literally. People say literally a lot when they don't mean literally. And before that, we heard a little track from Fleece off of their record Voyager. You Are You, and if you want to hear a cohesive, well-crafted, where you can feel the blood, sweat, and tears that are poured into the music and the joy, do check out Voyager. Yes, now we've got a little bit of time, probably just enough time to find you something to play you out to. Do come back next week and hear some more Ear Candy. This is Haunted by Love, Jill Zolte.
I hear you when you say to me, life has gotta get easier. Well, all the moans and the groans and the rivers of flood and fade. I hear you when you say to me, I've gotta start treating you better. And I know that all the pain in my veins is whooping up this storm. And though we can smile just as well as we separated, fear inflated into hate. And though we can smile
good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.